Hurricane Wilma's winds and rain stalled over Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this weekend, pounding and flooding local villages and luxury resorts for more than 30 hours. The storm moved out over the Gulf of Mexico this morning as a Category 2 hurricane, with sustained winds near 100 miles per hour. It is now creeping to the northeast, but officials at the National Hurricane Center expect it to rapidly pick up speed and some strength as it moves toward landfall on the west coast of Florida Monday morning. Wilma claimed at least 7 lives in Mexico, and last week the hurricane killed at least 13 people in Jamaica and Haiti. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Merida in the Yucatan on Wilma's destruction there.
The white sandy beaches of Mexico's Caribbean coast were underwater yesterday as huge waves smashed into luxury hotels along Cancun's ritzy resort zone. Tens of thousands of residents and tourists scrambled to higher ground. President Vicente Fox appeared on national television throughout the day, reassuring citizens that food, medicines, and construction material were on the way to affected areas.
La parte material, la parte destruida, la vamos a reconstruir. Este país tiene.
As for the material losses, Fox said the country will rebuild and bounce back, just as he says Mexico has always done from these types of disasters. He plans to tour Cancun and the Yucatan coast today. Alberto Hernandez of Mexico's Meteorological Service says Wilma's wrath was fueled by unseasonably hot weather. Hernandez says Mexico has been breaking historic records all season, with the hot weather fueling the tropical storms off the Caribbean. It's been nearly 20 years since the Yucatan Peninsula has experienced such a ferocious storm. In 1988, Hurricane Gilbert dumped torrential rains along the Caribbean coast over an 8-hour period. Wilma's wrath lasted more than 30 hours. As winds subsided yesterday, some residents ventured out into Cancun's streets covered with debris, fallen trees, and downed power lines. Police guarded large stores and at one point fired shots in the air to scare off several dozen looters. But with streets flooded, thousands of residents and tourists had no choice but to spend another night in sweltering shelters. Marcia Rother of Farmington, Minnesota, however, was lucky. She and her husband and twin teenage boys got to enjoy a bit of their vacation before catching the last ferry off the island of Cozumel.
We had a good 4 days. The boys swam with the dolphins, and we thought, oh my gosh, this is paradise. And then we've been running from the hurricane for 3 days. So we're exhausted, we're darn near broke, and now we just want to go home.
After the family's ferry ride, the Rothers were stuck in Cancun. But the following day, they caught a bus out and have been waiting in Merida, capital of Yucatan, for a plane to Mexico City and hopefully to the States.
We just want to go home. We want to go home. It's freezing cold in Minnesota, and we don't care.
We're listening to what we want to hear. Yeah.
Hundreds of tourists straggled into the Merida airport yesterday hoping for a flight out, but few were leaving. A tenacious tour guide managed to charter a plane from Honduras to take 40 stranded Italian tourists home. But Lynn Cole of Alberta, Canada, has to wait until tomorrow or Tuesday to get a flight. She says what's an inconvenience for her and her husband is nothing, though, compared to the suffering for those left behind. Cole says as she was evacuating out of the region by bus, she could see the type of poorly constructed homes residents outside of the tourist resorts were living in.
The roads are so bad, you could kind of see into the bushes, and you just know that these homes weren't going to hold up. So, I mean, that's who we feel bad for, hey?
With Wilma headed toward Florida and winds dying down, Mexican officials are hoping to reach the most devastated regions today and bring in much-needed supplies. And the U.S. Embassy is hoping to send consular officials to shelters and begin the evacuation of thousands of American tourists. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Merida, Yucatan.